This is Josiah Durfee, Associate Pastor of Pompey Community Church, and it is my honor to be your radio pastor for the day. How many of you have a midnight friend? What is a midnight friend, you might ask? A midnight friend is someone you can go to for anything at any hour of the day, and they will give you the shirt off their back. That's what a midnight friend is, and I hope every one of you have a midnight friend. They can be so helpful in times of need, and I always joke, if you don't have a midnight friend, get my number, get my email, and I will give you the number to our ministry coordinator. Midnight friends can be so helpful in times of need, but in Luke 11, we meet a midnight friend who turns out to be a total jerk. Jesus asks this question, which of you has a midnight friend who will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey and I have nothing to set before him. Now that would have been an embarrassing problem in Jesus' day, but fortunately for this guy, he has a midnight friend. But listen to what his midnight friend says in response. He says, do not bother me. Basically, get off my lawn. The door is now shut. So you're too much of an inconvenience is what he is saying. And my children are in bed with me. I cannot get up and give you anything. Now, what we know is that this midnight friend has the ability to meet his need. He just doesn't care, however, to do anything about it. Now, how many of you, as you were thinking about your own midnight friend, think they would not help you in a time of need? The answer to Jesus' question is that no one has a midnight friend like this. No one has a midnight friend who, if you were in a serious need, would do nothing to help. So Jesus continues, I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, so that stinks. He has no desire to help him because he is his friend. Yet listen carefully, because of his impudence or tenacity, he will rise up and give him whatever he needs. So, what is Jesus teaching us? Jesus is giving his disciples a picture of prayer and saying that prayer is persistent like water is to wet. It is tenacious. It is impudence. It is not being afraid of shame. Now, this is why Jesus says next, and I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. So why does Jesus make this midnight friend out to be so awful? Jesus is giving us a picture of God himself, not by comparison, but by contrast. Jesus wonders if we often think of God as this awful midnight friend. Jesus wonders if while we are praying, asking, seeking, knocking, that we think God is like this midnight friend who is uninterested in helping us in our needs. But Jesus's question and his answer is surprising because what he is saying is that he actually is the greatest midnight friend anyone can have. You can go to him at any time of day and he will answer your prayers, but you must be persistent. Did you know that out of the 30 plus parables that Jesus told, only 2 of them were about prayer? And do you know what they have in common? The other one is about a widow in Luke 11, oftentimes called the persistent widow. So prayer is persistent, and God, who is infinite in his goodness, who desires to give good things to his children, will get up at any moment and answer the door. But here is the question for you. Do you really want the thing that you are asking for? Perhaps in your praying, knocking, and asking, you will find that you are praying for something that you don't actually want. And there is not, listen carefully, a single prayer that God will not answer. And sometimes his answer is no. Oftentimes his answer is no. Sometimes he desires for our faithfulness and obedience through the process of praying, and God uses that process in making us more into the image of his son. And can I ask you this question? Is there anything better than that? So in your prayers, continue to ask, seek, and knock, and you will be surprised how God will answer you at the door. This is Josiah Durfee, Associate Pastor of Pompey Community Church, and it has been my honor to be your radio pastor of the day.